Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for helping to keep America rolling along. Our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheel, appreciate you very much. Also, the bulk mail haulers hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, so everybody gets their mail today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel products so that everybody's got some petrol to operate on, too, going to and from work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we're also on the web with our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, and if you can't hear the radio show anywhere else, you can hear it right there, right now, streaming for the full 4 hours of the show. And then after we're done streaming, you'll hear it playing over and over again until the next show comes on live. Kind of a unique thing there, because if you can't get the podcast, you can always listen to the show that way. So, let's go right to the telephone, and we have, from sunny California, where I don't think it's sunny right now, the Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yeah, and everybody's out on the porch tonight. It's one of those nights. Okay, calm down. All right, there they go. They calm down. Yeah, everybody's out on the porch tonight because it is an amazing 76 degrees right here. Not a cloud in the sky. It's going to be another gorgeous day. If the fish are biting, the boats are out and run about, the beaches are full. I mean, unbelievable. You talk about postcard weather. It's here right now.
Wow, that is really something. Well, we're 59 degrees and partly cloudy tonight.
And Richard the Marine is cold and raining.
That's what he said, yes.
Yeah, better him than me. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we want you all to understand that. And I think most of you listening to this program do, correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Now, the report over the weekend about the Supreme Court comes after all these protests that were out there. And we're going to get into a little discussion about these protests because, folks, they're not supposed to be out anywhere near a judge's house protesting anything about the outcome of a case, whether they're pre-deciding it or it's already been decided. That is against the federal law. So to the protesters, if any of you are listening to me right now, fair warning, This is not a pretty thing. You can get up to 1 year in jail and up to a $10,000 fine if they decide to put the hammer down on you. So you better be real careful what you're doing. But the Supreme Court's majority vote to overturn Roe v. Wade appears to remain intact, Kyle.
It certainly does. And, of course, this a draft opinion that was circulated, I think, goes back to February. So there has been quite a good amount of time for the justices to be reviewing that, to perhaps continuing with their own discussions. I'm sure they're very lively discussions. But what we understand, Captain, from reports now is that Chief Justice John Roberts appears to be trying to lobby justices like Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh to try to adopt a more incremental approach to a ruling on this particular case, which would affect Roe. That is to say, take away what they call the bright line and simply put extra restrictions on the timing of abortion, but not abortion altogether.
All right, I just got a comment here, a direct message from John in Claremont, listening to us over there in the Orlando area. And John said, well, Captain, it doesn't sound fair that they can't protest. Surely there's a place they can protest and not get in trouble. Yeah, there is, outside the courthouse.
Well, right. I think what we're talking about is going to the justices' homes.
That's correct.
Or if you went to a federal judge's home or a local judge's home and tried to make them feel as though something else is going to happen if they don't rule the way you want them to. That's intimidation.
That is exactly 100% illegal and against the federal law. And as I said, not only can they be arrested, they can be fined, and they can get up to a year in jail. So be careful what you wish for.
Well, right. Well, what happens when you have this kind of reaction, the way that we're seeing it, is they really are trying to call into question the very legitimacy of the court. So this is why we have the Supreme Court. And there have been, decisions made over time that not everybody, of course, has ever agreed with, but we don't come to this measure, for it. Otherwise, the next time it's another political decision, that people see it as. And it's not supposed to be a political decision. It's supposed to be a legal decision.
And nothing these people are doing right now is going to affect anything because, again, what we've heard from the judges section or whatever you want to call them, the judges group, is that nothing has changed. It all remains intact.
Well, that's right. But watch for the left to try to want to do things like pack the court now.
Well, it takes a whole bunch of people to do that, and they're not going to get it. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning edition.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away on this Monday morning on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow, who have been offering BOGO Extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products for the past couple of weeks. And now it's time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Now, right now, you get buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets. And boy, are those good. Really good. Those are the Giza sheets. And Giza Elegance My Pillows, buy one, get one. The six-piece towel set with towels, bath towels that actually fit you. And I'm a big guy, and they fit me no problem at all. So there you go. Buy one, get one. And a roll and go anywhere My Pillows and so much more are, buy one, get one. There's 14 items all together, and you can find out where they are by going to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and just use the promo code CAPTAIN. CAPTAIN. Or give them a call at 1-800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And once again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And get this, folks, you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with your purchase. So, call them at 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-6459, promo code CAPTAIN, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com with the promo code CAPTAIN. Okay? Good shopping. Good shopping, folks. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Now, Kyle, you said something during the break about a poll that was out there
Yes, as a matter of fact, and this goes back to what we're talking about with the Roe v. Wade draft opinion, the leak, and how people might be feeling about that. And, of course, Captain, the Democrats are seizing upon it, believing that perhaps maybe they found something here that's going to be a real game changer for the midterms. Well, none other than CNN, back between April 28th and May 1st, they had a generic matchup poll, basically, where they, you know, who are you going to vote for, Republican or Democrat, in the upcoming election? Well, it looked like Republicans had 45% and Democrats had 44% on a generic ballot question. But after the draft opinion was released, they did another survey between May 3rd and 5th. Get this, Captain. Republicans came out with a 49% advantage to 42% for the Democrats. That's a 7-point lead. So it may not be working out the way perhaps the far left is believing it might, given the, now of course there are other polls, there's other polling showing about enthusiasm, and how they really feel about perhaps overturning Roe v. Wade. But Captain, they can't get away from the economy, the Democrats, that is. They can't get away from what's happening to people's lives each and every day. That's a hard mountain to try to get over just with the Roe v. Wade draft opinion leak.
Well, I will repeat this again, because the White House and the Senate and the congressional leadership does not appear to be telling these people to stop their protesting in front of the judges' houses, because this is blatantly illegal according to the federal law that's in place about this. And I'm telling you, folks, and I hope they do it. I hope they do it. Hope they go out there tonight, tomorrow, whenever it is, and arrest every last one of them that's in the street, load them up in a paddy wagon, take them back, and when the judge goes to release them on bond or whatever they go to release them on, say, okay, you're not to go back to the judges' houses anymore. That is a violation of the law. If you want to protest, you can protest in front of the courthouse.
Well, of course, if you simply reverse the situation, if this was something that was reverse it and have the Republicans out, quote unquote, protesting.
Hey, if it was you or me, we'd be under the jail already.
Well, exactly. But the Democrat leadership would be calling for that. They would be saying this is illegal. You can't go do that. You're trying to intimidate the Supreme Court justices, and on it would go. But of course, this is something that they are very, very invested in. And so we're not going to hear anything like that. And that's the sad thing. This is what I think Americans get mad at. They want to be able to have these things given in an even-handed way that we should agree upon. We shouldn't intimidate judges. Well, that should be a given.
Well, the group that has sprung up is named after Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's called Ruth Sent Us. And this organization has published the justice's supposed home addresses online for the radical protesters to locate the judges. Which, again, they just can't do it. Now, the organization, Ruth Sent Us, is odd because Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a frequent critic of Roe v. Wade in a lecture at New York University in 1992, where she was quoted as saying that Roe was an example of how doctrinal limbs too swiftly shaped and may prove to be unstable. She wasn't all in on this.
No, that's because she was approaching it as a justice and not as a politician, not as an activist in that sense. And so while she may have had her own view on abortion and this kind of thing in a personal way, she had to live in the world of the Constitution.
Yeah.
This is also where Scalia lived, and the two of them would have great spirited discussions, but they were friendly and they understood what they were talking about.
Yeah.
This is something entirely different.
And while the left is furious over this lack of public outrage that they think should be there, people know it will make little difference to the availability of abortion. The Supreme Court simply said that it's a state issue, which it is. And to the left, any loss is unacceptable. It's just their religion. They have to win at all costs.
Well, they do. Well, what this does, Captain, it puts a real blow to the notion of how the left operates, and that is to say it finds things, quote unquote, in the Constitution and then hangs their hat on it. This is the basis of Roe. And so, yes, it'll go back to the states. States can pass laws. They can make their case directly to the people of the states and to the American people in general. But this takes away one of their favorite things to do, and that is to make stuff up from the bench.
Well, I found something. I found Jill Biden with the Canadian Premier Trudeau in tow on a plane or something, however he got in there, coming in behind Jill Biden. You had Jill Biden in the Ukraine, I believe, yesterday. I don't know how she got there. I guess we'll never know until it comes out in a book later. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau from Canada also came in a couple hours later.
Well, exactly. And for obvious security reasons, the First Lady needs to be able to travel and not have any
However, you find it strange, again, that all these leaders are coming in, and where's Slow Joe?
Well, I think that is a very, very good point. It's either the situation is so bad that he can't travel.
If it was so bad, he would have sent his wife, unless he's an idiot.
Well, precisely. That's exactly where I'm going. That's the thing. It's either so bad or he's not going to go for some other reason, and perhaps we can only deduce that it has something to do with whatever he's suffering from at this
point.
His
medicine would wear off. His medicine would wear off in a flight.
Well, and he also might say something, you know, like weird, like if he was in Ukraine. I mean, I think that they are very concerned about that.
Yeah. Now, the group of seven leaders known as the G7 said in a joint statement yesterday that they will reinforce Russia's economic isolation and elevate a campaign against Russian elitists who supported President Vladimir Putin. Now, after the meeting virtually with Ukrainian President Zelensky, who was there on the Internet TV, the leaders said that they would cut off all the key services on which Russia depends with the G7 countries, reinforcing the isolation of Russia across all sectors of its economy. Can't come fast enough.
Well, right, and this is going to have to stay in place for a very long time, depending on what happens with Vladimir Putin. We know he's supposed to have surgery. It's obviously very serious. We don't know what would happen if Vladimir Putin was out of the picture for whatever reason. We don't know if Russia would be able to turn all this off very quickly, or if whoever took up the reins would maybe try to go harder at Ukraine. We just don't know. But this is going to be the way it is for quite some time moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you've got Senator Lindsey Graham, who was on all the Sunday shows yesterday, stating that Russia needs to be designated a terrorist state. And he said that this needs to be done as soon as possible. And he said it right after it was announced that Joe Biden had made a surprise visit to the Ukraine to meet with the First Lady there. All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, more with Kyle Warren. We're also going to talk about the American conservatives and what type of authority they have, if they want to use it, to punish companies that are trying to include big tech corporations in them to influence things that shouldn't be influenced. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now is the time for the United States to triple down on its efforts to help Ukraine drive out invading Russian forces. That's according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News. Graham saying there's no off-ramp for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Ukraine war.
The Ukrainians are not going to give the East to Putin to stop the war. They're going to fight for every inch of their territory.
The South Carolina senator adding someone is going to win and someone is going to lose. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to deliver their opinion on Roe v. Wade sooner rather than later. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican calling the illegal leak of the opinion draft so wrong. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, I'll tell you what, on Saturday, at the gun show over there at Largo Gun Show, saw a lot of people. Thank you very much to the people that came up to us and shook our hand or wanted pictures taken or autographs or whatever. We tried to do all of the above, the people ever asking us, and we appreciate you very much. The gun show folks are my kind of people. I had a lot of questions about Relief Factor, and they wanted to know, does that product really work? And some people came up, and one man walked up to me and says, I haven't taken that for about 2 years because of the captain, and I'm not in pain anymore. I can finally take it, and I'll be darned. So there's somebody that I didn't even know about, but I do now. But let me tell you about Relief Factor and why I take it. It's simple. Two words. It works. Now, my problem is my left foot and ankle and leg that get inflamed and swell up and start to hurt. And the Relief Factor helps reduce the swelling right away. Now, I take it in the morning whenever I get up, mid-morning, late morning, early afternoon, because I don't have any set schedule when I wake up. It's usually around lunchtime. Let's put it that way. But anyway, I take it every day, all the time. I never stop. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over a period of time. And to get the best results, you need to take it every day, regularly, especially when you get up in the morning with your breakfast. Don't take it on an empty stomach. Take it with food. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you're having by going straight to the source of the problem. And it's amazing. I've never seen anything quite like it. It's 100% drug-free, It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Simply four little capsules in convenient packets, four capsules each. You take them, it works, and the rest is history. Now it costs $19.95 to start it. That's the three-week quick start, and it is a three-week supply based on taking it three times a day for 3 weeks, if that's what you have to do. So, $19.95 for the three-week quick start gets it all going. You get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, check it out, find out what it's all about, and I guarantee you, you start taking that, you're going to feel like a new man or a new woman. Because after all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
And it works for me. That's all I'll say. It works for me. Well, Kyle, American conservatives should use their institutional authority to punish the companies, including the big tech corporations, that are going too woke and controlling every major cultural institution in America. That was said over the weekend by a legal expert at a project that was where a bunch of businesses were there. And this is literally one institution, broadly speaking, that the liberal progressives do not unilaterally control. It's the government. Now, isn't that something?
Well, it is, and certainly if you are seeing moves that are curtailing people's ability to use the platforms in a reasonable way to talk about their political ideas, and certainly if you're promoting a particular political idea, you know, there's the notion or the argument that, well, corporations can still have speech. I mean, they can have a particular political position, as it were, but people also have the absolute right to not buy their product or cancel their subscription or don't visit their theme park or this kind of thing. And that's kind of in a general sense, but if they're actually using their abilities to curtail actual speech and influence something in that regard, then yes, then you may have some other means at your disposal then.
Well, wait till you hear this. Josh Hammer, Newsweek's opinion editor and counsel, that means lawyer, for the Internet Accountability Project, during a panel discussion held by the Heritage Foundation, said that all conservatives should use the power they have against woke companies, similar to what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just did when he moved over Disney. Hammer said in response to a question about whether or not state action reining in big tech should be concerning to conservatives and libertarians alike, he said, absolutely.
Well, right, yeah, and again, with the idea of, especially when it came, for example, to Twitter, if you're suppressing a legitimate news story for the obvious reasons of trying to keep that information away from voters, that is a major thing. Or if someone comes on and says, you know, I feel like this about our form of government or what have you, and you squelch them because you don't like what they're saying. I'm not talking about, you know, you want to get rid of the calls for violence or these kinds of things that will never fly anywhere. But if it's legitimate political discourse and it's being curtailed, then yeah, you've got a real beef.
Now, Ukraine's ambassador to the United States said on Sunday of her country that they are preparing for anything and everything Russia might throw against them, including the talk about nuclear weapons. Another official said that the fertilizer shortages are being used to hasten environmental transitions and create shortages on some of the farm products that are going to be needed a little bit later this summer that aren't going to be available, at least in Europe.
Yeah, this is big time stuff. This is why the invasion of Ukraine is so very important on so many different levels. If we see these kinds of things coming, well, then we obviously have to start trying to work on alternatives now. We can be working on alternatives for the American farmer. This just points up the reason why we have to defeat Russia as quickly as possible. And so, yes, they make you think they've kitchen sinked this thing already, but have we really done that?
Russia has himself between a rock and a hard place right now because I don't think Putin wants to lose and lose any face or any transition in the Russian government. It would be tragic to him if little old Ukraine drives their forces out and away. But actually, they did do that. Ukraine yesterday did drive the Russian forces out of one area and drove them right out of the country. I don't know where, but they're not there anymore.
Well, Captain, the simple fact of the matter is if Russia did not have a nuclear arsenal, they would have been driven out of Ukraine with the help of not only the Ukrainian forces, which are quite good, but the entire Western world would have already done so with them. They would have helped them in many different ways. It would have been an open war against Russia about this. But because they have a nuclear arsenal, that's where all of this boils down. And so whether or not, and now, of course, we hear the Russians rattling their sword even more about the idea of their capabilities in the nuclear arena. And you're right. Is Putin going to want to ever give up on this? I think the answer is no. Of course not. He's not going to turn tail and run home. So once he started this, we're in it. We're in this.
Yeah. Now, wait till you hear this. U.S. diplomats are returning now to the American embassy in Kyiv. Now, this is as a report has emerged from Russia that Russia is moving their battle-hardened troops in Syria to the Ukraine.
Well, part of this, I think, also signals that they are predicting, I would think, that Russia is no longer going to be making severe attempts to try to get Kyiv. They're going to confine it to the eastern part of Ukraine, the Donbass region.
Which is where the energy is and the fertile area. Yeah.
Exactly. So we might be able to infer that Putin and the Russian military are saying maybe we can get this. They'll try to declare some kind of victory if they're able to do that. They'll try to make it settle out that these are the, quote, new borders, at least the occupied territory, and come get me if you can, he'll say.
Yeah, and by the way, the accused Bucha attackers that targeted, the civilians that we know about have now been targeted by the U.S. when it comes to visa bans on Russian officers, military or political. Anybody that's on the list that they've apparently got will not get into this country.
And very good. Exactly. Yes.
Well, I would hope so. We'll wait and see, though. All right. Yes. I hear the music in my ear. That means it's going to be time for the music-o, for the night-o. And we're going to have some interesting music tonight because I was scouring the immense supply of music that we have, and I found some stuff that I think you guys are going to like. So, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. Beautiful weather where I'm at. I hope it is where you are, too. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
telling you, that is the Beach Boys in concert in 1980, and they were over in England. They, you know, they just played just impromptu. They were playing some extra songs, but that was a great song. I had a lot of fun dancing with it and whatnot. Great beach party song, Help Me Rhonda.
Absolutely, yeah, classic.
Yeah, and I figured I'd get that going, and somebody there would be doing what I was doing, singing along with, because you can't help it. You can't help
No, that's the kind of song, man. Absolutely.
It's a happy song, and it was a happy time when we were doing all this stuff. So there you go, 1980. The United States of America was feared by everybody. Everybody. All right, well, I'm going to read the weather statement and turn it over to you. The major weather story today is going to be the continued critical fire weather concerns out in the Four Corners region with extreme threats in New Mexico, but with the fires that are out there. And also the West is going to remain inclement and cool because above 5,000 feet in the mountain passes to include Montana, Idaho, Utah, Oregon, Washington, and California, you're going to get 5 to 10 inches of snow today in all of that, in those areas above 5,000 feet. So the higher you go, the more you get. That's going to be the rule of thumb. But it'll start about 5,000 feet. And then again, of course, moving over into the southern plains and the lower Mississippi Valley, it's going to get really hot again. And strong to severe thunderstorms are possible from Iowa into parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, so be on the lookout for that. And we still got rain way up there in the Canadian border. I'll tell you about that after Kyle tells you about the West.
That's right, Captain. What a contrast that we have up in the Pacific Northwest, also Northern California, compared to the central part of the country, where the jet stream, of course, is changing its location now, and that's where we're going to get all that heat and everything building up. But of course, as you mentioned, we've got the fires. We've also got dust plumes in the Southwest that actually, I think, impacted the Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
For a short time. Also out on I-40 near Newberry Springs, so there was two big rigs, this is sad to report, collided on I-40 near Newberry Springs because there was low visibility with some of these blowing dust storms. So be very careful if you're traveling through the Southwest because of these things, and just be aware of it. As you mentioned, Captain, yes, we've got snow in the higher passes. Right now, Donner Pass looks like that's going to be about 20 degrees right now, and snow forecast for Monday and Tuesday. So if you're coming along I-80 there, you know, coming out of Reno heading for California, definitely got that to contend with. Right now we've got some active rain on I-80 in northern Nevada up near Battle Mountain. You've got a mixture of rain and sleet for a time as you're heading east out of Battle Mountain. Not quite to Elko at this point. Our friends in Salt Lake City, you've got rain. Looks like that's over the Great Salt Lake right now, but just north of Salt Lake in the Logan area, we still got some rain coming across the interstate there, but also a hard freeze warning going on right now. I-84, Boise, Idaho, we've got rain and sleet and snow north of Boise right now in the area there in southern Idaho. Also, central Montana, looks like you've got some rain, but we do have winter weather advisories that include Bozeman and Butte, and I think on down towards West Yellowstone as well. So be aware of that. Rain and sleet in central Wyoming tonight. And if you're coming across I-80 near Rawlins, you've got the sleet right now reading coming across the interstate in that local area, basically. And then also if you're coming near Laramie, you've definitely got rain coming across the road there. And south of Casper, south of Douglas, near the Glendale area, you've got rain coming across I-25 tonight. We've got, of course, also another freeze warning up in Northern California tonight. This is going to be west of I-5, up near Redding, but okay, all the way up to the border and into southern Oregon.
Okay, well, we got to get going here because North Dakota, again, up there in the northern part of North Dakota, going up 29, and west about 50 miles, and over into Minnesota about 35 to 40 miles, you've still got flooding, a lot of flooding going on. It's still been raining up there for about a week, and it's the ground is saturated. There's flooding just about everywhere you can figure out to go. Now, as you come down into South Dakota, there's an area of disturbance there, weather, which also includes some severe thunderstorms in it as you get down into Nebraska. But that's going to be kind of unique today. And moving across the southern part of Minnesota and the northern part of Iowa will be some unsettled weather. Could have some severe thunderstorms in it, as we mentioned just a second ago here. In the meantime, moving over to the upper part of Michigan, we've got weather, which is going to be, again, hanging on a thread as to what it's going to do based on the weather and what happens off Lake Michigan. Could have some inclement weather there. We do have some cold weather tonight to tell you about. I-81 just north of Bristol, Tennessee. Starts up Tennessee-Virginia line and goes all the way up I-81 to the Pennsylvania state line. All the way up through all of Virginia on I-81. And temperatures are in the 20s and 30s through there and middle 30s. There's a frost combination with a freeze warning in all of those areas, and also up through West Virginia right to the Pennsylvania state line. Now, we've got gale warnings up there. Lynn up there in Cape Cod is rocking a boat again tonight all the way down around Long Island. You got gale warnings there to the off northern shore of New Jersey, so be advised about that. Same thing, coastline flooding in Jersey, in Delaware, in Maryland. Gale warnings coming down around the corner, Cape Hatteras. It's a nasty night there for sure. And then as we move on down just a little bit here into the Gulf, things are looking pretty good down there tonight. So not bad at all. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. You got about 45 seconds.
All right, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget you can join the Drivers Club. That's the My Rewards Plus program, basically, the My Rewards Plus app, and that's going to be the fastest route to the rewards that you want at Pilot and Flying J. And for the month of May and June, they are pushing the points, and you can earn up to 5 points per gallon this May and June when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, download the app, and away you go.
I stopped at the Pilot, the Flying J, up there in San Antonio on the way back down from Brooksville last week. Not this weekend, but last weekend. And I got my 5 cents per gallon.
Very cool.
Yep, doesn't take much. All you got to do is get in the system and buy your fuel, and, you know, there you go, away you go. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two with Kyle Warren. And we're going to talk about this COVID-19 shot. There's a little trouble in Shotsville, if you will. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.